Marcia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Time and time again, since we first became aware of the existence of Demetrius, the chase had seemed to lead us to a dead end. We'd seemed to be staring at the high, blank walls of his elusiveness. And then, when we were on the point of giving up and making a fresh start, the new strand would appear to lead us further into the labyrinth of murder and intrigue that's recorded here in the dossier on Demetrius. Well, at the 11th hour, it happened again. Demetrius had made a clean break. We knew he was escaping, but we'd no idea where or how. The attendant Yachty Blum had struck down died in hospital. But as in the case of Eustace Manningly, he too had a message for us. They found a little scrap of paper stuffed down the inside band of his collar. It was scrawled upon in lipstick. We could just make out the words. There were six of them. Zarahov, South Coast Aerodrome, Portugal, hurry. And they could have been written by no one but Haydee Burtner. So once again, the machinery started to turn as we covered every airfield on the South Coast in the search for the man Zarahov. We put pressure on and kept it there, because we knew Demetrius had at least 2 hours start.
Hello, Keener. Yes? Where? Flying Club Aerodrome at Blaxland Parbury. But our man's name is Zarahov, not... Yes, all right, get after him just the same. Cuts. Find Blaxland Parbury on the map. There's a chap there called Menikov, an emigre Russian who owns a Miles Gemini, 4 passengers and twin engines.
You couldn't fly non-stop from South Coast to Portugal in a Miles Gemini, sir. Hasn't got the range.
We have to follow it up just the same. Zarahov. It couldn't be anything but the name of an individual, could it, Cuts?
Shouldn't think so, sir. Blaxland and Parbury's in Devon, sir, a few miles from Falmouth.
Let's see, how many of these small aerodromes are there? 27. This could be a needle in a haystack job, Cuts, and we're measuring time by the second. The longest drive to the south coast from London is Cornwall. And you would get to any spot in Cornwall in 4 hours if you really made up your mind.
Once we can pin down the drone, sir, we'll be able to stop any aircraft taking off from it, won't we?
Only if it's in regular use. There's no control on private flying from those disused fields. We're up against time, Cuts.
Maybe they won't try to take off till morning, sir. In some of these small fields, you'd have your work cut out getting off the ground in the dark if you were using a plane capable of flying to Portugal.
Yes, but we can't count on that. A few years ago, chaps were landing and taking off from farms in France without lighting so much as a candle. Yes. Yes. Oh. All right, that's another one off the list. Yes, I'll be here till we get the word on Zarahov. Fellow at Blaxland Parbury is a practicing doctor with a wife and 4 kids who flies for fun. And right now is plain as minus one engine.
Well... He won't be flying Demetrius anywhere tonight.
No, Cuts, but Zarahov will. Oh, look at the clock. 2.5 hours since Demetrius left the storage depot in Shaftesbury Lane. All we know, he may be taking off this minute. Why the devil can't these country police dig something up?
Where's the torch, Haydee?
Here.
Shine it on the signpost, don't you? You see what it says? It seems to have weathered.
Copperfield Heath, 3 miles.
Good, we're on the right track. The time is 11:20. Zarahov should have his motors warmed up and standing by. This is really excellent. We'll have nothing to do but climb aboard and take off.
We're not in the air yet.
You seem to have become a confirmed pessimist lately, Haydee. I can't say it's an improvement in your personality.
Tell me about my personality when we're 5,000 feet in the air over the Bay of Biscay. How long is it since we left Shaftesbury Avenue?
A little over 2.5 hours. Why?
It seems like an eternity to me, that's why.
Well, let's not prolong Hades' unhappiness, Yachty. Into the lane on our left and drive carefully, and dim your lights after 2.5 miles. You'll like Zarahov, Hades. I believe Goeing thought a lot of him. He's supposed to have downed I don't know how many Spitfires when these people here were reveling in their blood and tears.
The minutes went by while Cutts and I kept our vigil at the nerve center, headquarters on the embankment. The phone went at intervals, one small village police station after another. Nothing to report. No planes at their nearby aerodrome capable of flying to Portugal. No planes bigger than a tiger moth. No known individual by the name of Zarahoff. I began to wonder about Haiti and what would happen to her if they discovered what she'd done. What would happen to her?
Major Keane?
Yes, what is it?
This is it, sir. There's a converted de Havilland Mosquito bomber at an aerodrome 3 miles from Brampton End on the way to Maidstone. Copperfield Heath.
Ah, whose is it?
Owned by a man calling himself Jackson. But the message said it was being warmed up half an hour ago.
Yeah. Could you get to Portugal in the Mosquito cuts?
Oh, yes, sir. Two Merlin motors, sir. They used to fly the Atlantic in them at 400 miles an hour.
And nothing about Zarahoff, eh?
No, sir.
And this touch and go could be our man. Could be anyone. Give me that direct phone to the yard. Frayne's still standing by, isn't he?
He was 5 minutes ago, sir.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Inspector Frayne, at once. Yes, this is Keane. You'll drive, Cuss. Frayne. Yes, I think we might have the man. We have to take a chance on it. Get on to Maidstone. Tell him to get every available man to an aerodrome called Copperfield Heath. There to detail a man calling himself Jackson and anyone who arrives at the drome or is there when they show up. Tell them to prevent a converted Mosquito bomber taking off at all costs. Tell them to be armed and looking for trouble. Got that? Right. All right, Cuts, hop to it. And if the other cars can't keep up with you, so much the better. It's a race now between Demetrius and the fellows from Maidstone. I only hope they get there first.
Demetrius?
Yes, Zarahoff.
Good. You are punctual to the minute. How many are there? Three? We have an extra passenger.
The arrangement was for three.
You said two, Herr Oberst Demetrius.
I said two with myself. Hedy Bergner, Blum, and myself.
In a matter such as this, we cannot have changes at the last minute. I was to take two passengers to Escoril in Portugal. Those were my instructions.
Zarahoff, your instructions came from me, and they were not instructions, they were orders. Be good enough not to argue. You see?
Yeah.
Get the trunk out of the car and make haste. Hey, dear, get out, too. Is the plane ready, Zarahoff?
It has been ready for 2 hours.
We'll have no delay, then. Can you take off at once?
Once the final formalities are attended to.
You are to be paid on our arrival in Portugal in escudos.
I have seen fit to make changes there myself. I wish to be paid before we depart. And the price has doubled in dollars.
Do you see fit to go counter to me, Zarahoff?
The plane you see standing there takes off when I have been paid 20,000 American dollars. You have the money there in that trunk. You can have no reasonable objections to paying my sum now.
You could be disciplined, my friend. In our organization, you know what that means.
Here? You'd call on your man Blum here? No, Demetrius. Who then would fly you to Portugal?
Oh, for heaven's sake, pay him and let us get away from
him. Be silent, Hadrian. Zarahoff, you don't seem to realize I could permit myself to be held to ransom here and now at Copperfield Heath. But we're being met at Escoril. I suggest you climb into your plane and we follow you now.
I have followed the course of events, Herr Oberst. I've made sure neither you nor Blum nor Fräulein Bergner can fly a plane. I have seen what befell your other men, Mazzotti, Buchmann, Rubinstein. I have no wish to follow in their footsteps. Nor shall I.
You are making it practically certain.
I wish to be paid now. At Escoril, I will not leave the plane. The engines will continue to run. Once your feet touch the ground, I will take off again. $20,000, if you please, Demetrius. Only then do I fly you out of England.
Very well. For the moment, since I'm in no position to dictate to you, we do as you say. Yachty, get the money from the trunk.
Thank you. I am sorry to be disagreeable, but I feel my discretion is reasonable. In what amounts are the dollar notes?
20s, 50s, and 100s. All right, give it to me, Otte, and I'll count it. Those bundles are each of $1,000.
Just one note, if you please. I wish to be quite sure.
What are you doing? Put that light out, you fool.
Not for a moment, if you please. Ah. Demetrius, for what do you take me, an imbecile?
What's the objection now?
This money is worthless. The notes are forgeries. I should know. It was once my business.
Let me see, Schweinhund.
There, you see the others. You are carrying a trunk full of waste paper. You should not have played this trick on me, Demetrius. You had better turn back. Find someone else to pilot your plane. I stay here.
Got it here to me. Now, Zaroff, I order you to step into that aeroplane, start the engines and take off.
I refuse.
For the last time, do you take off with us or do you remain here?
I remain here.
Then so be it.
Dutty!
Oh, no. No, no!
While we raced for Copperfield Heath, while the police hurried to intercept Demetrius, he was destroying his best avenue of escape. And he was facing the knowledge that the Gestapo loot was lost to him forever. From that moment, he knew there was nothing left for him but to cut his losses and escape from us. If he'd been dangerous before, now he had the savagery of a trapped beast. But the dossier was not closed yet. Demetrius makes fresh plans to escape in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.